Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before he gets a foot on the boat, we put him into a Sweet 16 style tournament. We argue each round till we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell him what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. Nick is on a quest to make me miserable because he made me record early in the morning, and now we're talking about food I haven't eaten yet, and it is almost 1 in the afternoon.
It's only almost 1 in the afternoon Central Time. Like, if it was Pacific, it's only 10:30, which is a great time to also start a breakfast.
Yeah, it'd be a great time, dude. Some of us have been up since 8 in the morning, too. So it's not like we haven't been waiting to eat.
That's actually pretty early to be up in Pacific time, because that would have been 6 a.m. That's actually really early.
Yeah, you definitely want breakfast then.
Yeah, you've probably been hungry for a while then.
Yeah, I am. Wow. It's almost like all this vamping you're doing between recording sessions isn't on purpose.
What?
Hey, Cody. Guys, we sat for half an hour talking about nothing. Well, Nick just fucking fiddled his thumbs. And I'm over here just like, hey, cool. Oh, yeah, great story, bro. Record the fucking show.
Yeah, if you want to have a conversation with Cody, be like, oh, man, Shawn Michaels had quite a run there in 2002, man. That comeback do you think it's one of the greatest of all time?
I heard Bret Hart wasn't a very good wrestler. Is that true?
Yeah. Anything you could show me that would demonstrate that this man was actually talented? Because I mean, there's a lot of stuff. He wasn't too good at the craft.
Yeah, I'm reading here on the internet that Kenny Omega is overrated. I will fight whoever that is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, no,
maybe
now
one day
we
won't just
food.
Do obscure wrestling references. Maybe one of these days. But
we gotta do it someday.
One of these days. But it won't be today, folks. Here we are. We are here in Group C of the Breakfast Dish Bracket, where we took 16 breakfast items, we sent it to our bracketologist, they kicked it back, randomized the list for us, and here we have the 2-seed country fried steak going up against the 15-seed breakfast sandwich. We have the 7-seed pancakes and waffles going up against the 10-seed omelets. The winner of this will go up against the winners of group A, B, and so go listen to those, and we'll get to our final four here this Friday. But Cody, before we do all of that, mm-hmm. we got to start here. Which one do you want to begin with?
Dude, we said in group A that we felt like we didn't deserve steak and eggs, right? Before, we deserve country fried steak. And
yes.
It's because there's no pretenses here. They're not pretending this isn't garbage meat that they didn't have to. They literally have to beat the shit out of this with a hammer and then fry it so it's palatable.
Yes.
That's
or,
why it is
or
the way
cube
it is.
It with a like a stat what only can be described as a torture device if you've ever seen how meat gets cubed. For any of you who don't know, you know those like stamps that you have that like press down and like stamp approved for your vacations or whatever back in the day. They instead of using rubber on those, they put little blades and you press down on meat to make it tender. And so that way it can cut up all of the very tough like tendons within the meat, and they're like, yeah, now just feed that to the fucking... Now put that in batter and feed that to those fucking pigs.
Yeah, and
they'll eat it up like slop.
And I will too, dude. You give me a country fried steak with gravy, hash browns, and some over easy eggs. Don't mind if I do.
It is special. You know, like it is a special meal. This is the meal. I know we talked a little bit about this with breakfast burritos, and it was true then, but it's no more true now than this.
I know where you're going.
The plan, if you know that you're having a chicken fried steak that day, you have no other plans. You know the rest of the day is going to be dedicated to just processing what you've done. Because your body's like, all team on deck, brother.
You can tell Cody's hungover scale. If I'm super hungover, there's two things going to my body at breakfast. Either it's fruit and yogurt, or it's a country fried steak. I need to get nutrients in there and survive, or I just need to get this machine lubricated and moving.
I'll tell you right now, if you understand what I'm saying. If I'm having chicken fried steak for breakfast, it might mean I'm still drunk from the night before.
Oh, definitely a possibility.
I might be soaking up. I'm like, hey, we gotta send down a full team. We put way too much in there. I gotta send the SEALs in and soak up the rest of this booze.
If I'm at a upscale, high scale breakfast spot, and I see country fried steak on the menu, I don't like that.
I don't like it either. No.
I also don't like it. But also, I don't like it when I see breakfast sandwich on the menu.
I don't mind breakfast sandwich. I feel like there's probably doing something a little bit fun, right? They're playing around with the sauces. They're playing around with the type. Like, are we doing it on a croissant? Are we doing it on a I always call them a McMuffin. I've never been able to not call it a McMuffin. On an English muffin, right? I feel like they're playing around. They are able to play around the space. I'm not as offended, but I can see where you're coming from. But you're right. There's something about like, no. Diners make chicken fried steak. They are the ones who are allowed to have it. They learn the secret recipe. You can't make it at home. That's for sure. Yeah. That would be an insane. Could you imagine coming to like your friend's house and then for breakfast, they whipped up for you country fried steak?
Bruh, my grandma did that. And it was the best thing that's ever happened to anyone.
I don't even know. I would feel like that's the ultimate like sign of love.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would cry. I'd be like, oh man, I didn't know you. Man, this means so much to me. Like,
exactly. I think what it is, if I'm at a fancy place and they got chicken fried steak on the menu, you can rest assured that whoever created that menu is sitting back there and they think they're fucking better than you.
Yes.
They think you're a garbage person and they're better than you. They think they're better than chicken fried steak. You know what? You are worthy. You deserve steak and eggs. You deserve a Benedict, but you're not fucking better than someone eating chicken fried steak.
No one is. No one is. And yeah, don't mock me. Don't, because the thing is, they're going to, you're at a fancy, nice place. You're like, you know what? I'm going to try the chicken fried steak. You know, they're going to do like a reverse birthday to you. And they're just going to come out and be like, look at this sloppy boy. Look at this pig shit man eating his nasty country. Everyone in the restaurant, look around at this man who's going to eat this nasty garbage boot leather meat that we fried for him. And that's how he likes it, isn't it? You want it with gravy. You want that hot white gravy all over it, don't you, nasty fuck? And you're like, I just wanted my breakfast, please. That's what they do at those restaurants, folks.
That's what they do. They think they're better than us, and they're not. I think I'm going breakfast sandwich, dude. There's just so much you can do with a breakfast sandwich. And also, this isn't an ad, but if they wanted to pay me, I would sing their praises every day. Dog, the fucking bagel breakfast sandwiches are back at McDonald's. This is not a drill.
This is
not a game.
I want to tell you right now, this is something. You're right. They're back for you. The rest of not everywhere. And there's a Facebook group. I've dived into these waters. There is an active community online of people who go around finding where the breakfast bagel sandwich at McDonald's is active, because it's rare. It is something
here,
that doesn't happen
here.
Often, but you
it's
have
here.
It. And I'm happy. Well, let's just end this show right now. I'm going to drive down because I got to get me the dog. What is about nasty steak? What is it about that nasty? I don't know what that is. It's wild they call it steak. That feels like the FDA should step in.
The McDonald's bacon where it like comes pre-cooked. And like, well, I shouldn't be able to buy cooked bacon, not in a cooler section, just on a shelf, but I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is this world we live in? I don't like it, but I need that bacon sandwich.
But when McDonald's
dude.
Makes it, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how we were supposed to get down on this.
Thank you. This is human culture at its finest. I'm not getting a breakfast sandwich. I don't know where you're at.
Man, this is tough because this feels like, for me, I remember my first country fried steak. You know, like I remember the first time I ever got it. Someone was like, hey, I think you'd like this. Try it. And I did. And I was like, this is the great, like, but to the point though, I'm probably having country fried steak once, twice a year, maybe.
Yeah. Here's the thing about country fried steak. It's the heroin of breakfast foods.
Yes.
Because it's never going to be that good again. You think I'm ever going to have country fried steak as good as it was when my grandma made it?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
That you're only chasing. You're only ever chasing that first time. Someone lets you know about country fried steak and they're like, yeah, you should get one. Or like you said, your grandma makes it for you. But you're right. You're only ever chasing. It's never going to be as good as it was. You're right. Breakfast sandwich. I will say this is definitely one of the things I make for my wife for the mornings. I have the makes its own breakfast sandwich thing. You know, it's got like different compartments in it.
That thing sounds so fucking stupid. You have to show me how it works next time I'm over there.
Honestly, my mom got it for me for Christmas. And I was like, Mom, I know how to work a pan and a toaster. I don't need this. I love this little thing. This is like my little like R2-D2 in the kitchen. Like, I just love this little guy. He just
feel like
me
you
little...
feel like you're in Smart House hitting some buttons and a sandwich comes out. Like, yeah. Like,
here we go. Thank you, breakfast sandwich maker. It can only do one thing, but goddamn, it's cute when it does it. All right. Breakfast sandwich. We're going to move you on where you will go up against either pancakes and waffles or omelets. Cody, where are you at on this?
Here's the thing, man. I think omelets are the most overrated breakfast food one can have.
Okay, then I'm going to need you. Hey, then I'm going to need you to calm down. Because what you're about to say, this friend, our friend, you have to know our friendship's important to us. And I didn't know you felt that way, and that's fine. But tread lightly. Tread lightly with the next few things you say, brother.
Okay, I will say that I've had good omelets, obviously, right? Omelets can be good. But the majority of the time, I think omelets are just overcooked, dry-ass eggs that people put shit in to make you not realize that they can't cook an omelet.
Okay.
That's my omelet for... I think they're overrated. I'd rather get a big sloppy... I'd rather just do the two eggs, slop it up. You can't slop an omelet properly. It's like... Bro, you defend omelets to me. I don't understand why you're
fine. No, because I think you're making some points. You're right. I think that some people can make a bad omelet. Burn the eggs, but get them nice and rubbery. So you're right. But man, if you do it right, this is almost like the Japanese like omelet style, but American, where you get a nice omelet. It's gooey, not a bunch of cheese loaded in there. Got all the good. I'm mostly probably doing an all meat omelet. That's how I get down. And I'm about to take that. And I'm just going to, they brought it out to me as two different plates. One plate had the omelet. One plate has my hash browns on it. That omelet is about to go right on top of those hash browns. I'm about to get a nice hot sauce and ketchup going. Ooh,
bro,
I'm tearing into that now.
I'm going to do the same thing, right? But I'd rather just have over easy eggs and the same shit.
It's when it's all compact like that, because now the eggs and the meat are bound together. I'm not going to get loose meats running around, because that's also the other part of this. In a two egg situation, what you're describing, I'm a sausage man. Everyone knows this about me. I'm a sausage man. You give me two links of sausage. If I'm gonna slop up my own breakfast, which we go back and listen to Group B if you're a little bit unsure what we mean by this.
Yeah, we're sloppy boys.
I gotta cut my links up into little bite-sized pieces to add into the slop. Whereas the omelet has already provided this for me. It's over now. Also, I just want to be clear. I like just an omelet. I love just a nice, it's honestly, I think, and I'll... the first one to say, I admit my biases. This is like one of the first foods that like, I feel like not only did I learn how to make it, but I got really good at them and could like whip them up. I can rock a fucking omelet, dude.
Yeah, I believe
I destroy these things.
Well, then why haven't you ever made me one then if you're so proud? Second point, Nick, omelets are fine, right? You can load them up, whatever. But when you get that one bite that's just, like, if they're not layered right, the bites are not balanced, I don't like that. And then also, fucking pancakes and waffles, my dude. You can't go wrong. A pancake has never let you down. What's the floor on a pancake?
It's a pretty high floor. It's a pretty high floor because, yeah, the thing I have now, and I think some of this is old age, right? Some of this is just, I'm getting older. If I'm having, like, I don't know if I can take down three pancakes. The syrup, the butter, three pancakes. I'm about to become like a craven mess. I'm going to be spiked. My glucose is up. My insulin production is going through the roof. I'm feeling wild right now. I'm feeling feral and a little sleepy. I have too much happening in my body. I have too much sugar. My belly's sleepy, but my body's angry and is excited. And so it's a very tough combo here with when I look at like pancakes, it's like I loved them as a child. I will and I believe them to be tasty now. I do. But as an adult person, I feel like I can't tread those waters as much anymore. I want to, but every time it's like going back to an old lover. I know it's good and we know each other well, But I know I shouldn't have. I should have gotten myself. I should have just gotten the nice omelet, the steady, secure omelet. Who's taking care of me? It's got my veggies. It's got my proteins.
I went hard on omelet. I get it. If it's cooked right, I do love a good omelet. I am gonna lock an omelet. I just have to like waffles and pancakes. We can't sleep on that. That's a whole. Your whole childhood is defined by pancakes and waffles when you're a kid. That's what gets you up out of bed in the morning.
I wanna shout out every, if you are currently running a bed and breakfast or a hotel motel situation, if you want to step up your game, if you could, you could be the dustiest ass motel I've ever been to. I could maybe not have slept that night out of fear for my own life because I'm like, I'm gonna die here. This is it. But if I wake up in the morning and I go down and you've got that waffle maker, five stars for you, sir. That is luxury. There's something about making my own waffle in the waffle maker, dog. I'm with you. I'm going to go omelets, but I agree. I wanted to shout out to the real one. I'm like that. Hey, yeah, you hold me down in those situations.
I don't think I'm above it. I will smash an Eggo. You put an Eggo waffle in I will mess that up, bruh.
Yeah. Love it. That's the French toast Eggos.
Yep.
I put those in. Little butter. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Get out of here.
Yes. Stick around, please. All right. Omelets. Look at you, you responsible bitch. Moving on. All right. So we have the breakfast sandwich versus omelets. This to me, actually, as I'm like, this is Nick's most likely breakfast, especially if I'm making it at home. Mm-hmm. These are the two things that for me, if I want to have a nice breakfast, and I'm like, you know what? You got time this morning. Let's have something nice for ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm going to one of these two things almost 100% of the time, right?
Yes.
Why are these so special? Is it the portability?
Well, that's what I was going to argue about the breakfast sandwich. I don't know. I like breakfast sandwiches, I think. I always see them like, I want to get that breakfast sandwich. I'm going to eat that breakfast. Yeah, theoretically, I love breakfast sandwiches. But a lot of the times I get a breakfast sandwich and I'm not having a good time. It's too messy. I don't enjoy my time with it. Sure, it tastes fine, but the work ratio is just put it in a burrito for fuck's sake.
That's fair. I mean,
like, why are we at breakfast sandwich when breakfast burrito exists? You know, it's not fair to breakfast sandwich to even play in the same space.
Here's, I think, the problem that people do with breakfast sandwich is I don't want to even say make it healthy. I think a lot of people are just bad sandwich architects and don't understand a breakfast sandwich. You need a very sticky cheese that's going to hold it together. Mm-hmm. Look at what the greats do. What's one of the greatest breakfast sandwiches of all time? Sausage Egg McMuffin. Sausage Egg McMuffin is maybe one of the greatest breakfast sandwiches you can have of all time. And I think it's for two reasons. I think it's the cheese because it's holding together. Because what happens every time you bite into one of these bad boys? If it's not done well.
It's slipping slides all over the fucking
everything
place.
Everything gushes out the back end of it. So now you're just eating the bread that's got like ketchup on it. Like, no one wants a bagel with ketchup. No one orders that. No one wants a McMuffin with ketchup. But, so that's the problem is most people don't understand. You got to use that bad cheese because that's going to grab that egg.
That's the only thing
holding that slippery ass egg and be like, you keep your ass in this seat.
Also, I fucking hate it when I get a breakfast sandwich, you cut it in half and you peel it apart and they're like, look how beautiful, it's got a beautiful like cut. You can see the egg mushing out and all the meat and it looks great. I don't want runny ass egg.
No.
What are you doing?
Why did you make it runny? Now it's everywhere. Now I got a mess. If I wanted runny ass egg, then I would have gotten a two egg special. If I wanted to take my, and that's delicious. Who doesn't love taking your toast, rubbing it in that nice yolk? Mmm, tasty, but not in the sandwich.
No, this is out of control, dude.
These people are wild in these streets. They don't understand that it's like, the next thing you gotta do, you gotta smush it. You gotta take that sandwich and you gotta give it a nice press down. Make sure all those ingredients have now interlocked with each other. Do not try to like layer it and be like, look, I got a piece of toast and I put my bacon. I put some egg on there and I put a little ketchup in the toast. You're about to fuck your life. That thing is going to go.
If it's not a breakfast panini, you fucked it up. You got to get in there and squish it. It's got to be one unit that's not going to escape.
Yeah.
I think there's too many people out here making lip. We got to bring back the little FCP approved for burritos and sandwiches, because the shit I see people doing out here is out of control. And I do not appreciate it.
They're not doing a good job. I'll say that right now. Most, and once again, I think to your point, restaurants, get this breakfast sandwich shit off your, don't do it. Cause you're not doing it right. You have people in there that care. I need people. That's why, once again, you got to get it at McDonald's. I need someone who's just slapping that fucking pat, like just grabbing it, smushing it in, wrapping it up, smacks it, and like gets it out the door. Cause it also should be quick. That's the beauty, right? Like the beauty of a breakfast sandwich is breakfast on the go. I get a full meal here that I got at least some type of nutrients, right? You can at least say protein came to the show.
Something's here.
And now I can just smack into that. Oh yeah. And anyone who's trying to add vegetables, get the fuck out. That's your other problem. You want vegetables? Dice them up, put them in an omelet. This is where the omelet steps up and is like, I love that the omelet is almost like come on. It welcomes all. It is the church of breakfast. All are welcome here. Opens the door and says, get your ass into me.
Exactly.
And I'm going to add a little bit of cheese and we're about to do this thing up.
By ordering an omelet at a restaurant, I have implicitly agreed to let you get fucking nasty on the track. Okay. Yeah. You can spit whatever bars you want. You can freestyle it. I don't care. I ordered an omelet. Go nuts. If I get a breakfast sandwich and you do not freestyle on my sandwich.
No, there's no need. Please don't, because you're not a good rapper. You're not talented. You're not B-Rabbit in 8 Mile.
Dude, I worked at Subway for a year when I was in college. I consider myself a sandwich artist. I took pride in my sandwiches. And you know what? Mm-hmm. One thing I never did was freestyle on someone else's sandwich.
Yeah, that's not okay. It's not. Also, can we talk about the omelet station? Love that. Just yes. Your own little mini hibachi moment at brunch.
Hell yeah, dude.
The amount of times, like, that was the job as a kid. I was like, how do you get this job? Like, I always thought, like, this guy is, like, got to be, like, this guy must be, like, the best cook here, right?
Nick, I've never ordered anything from a station because my unique brand of anxiety will not allow it.
Oh,
because
all that food's just been sitting out.
It's been sitting there for who knows how long. And also, I get really self-conscious when people see me like making food, even if it's like normal. Like if I'm making a sandwich in the kitchen, I make like a ham and cheese sandwich with just put some lettuce, a little bit of onion and a tomato on there, right?
Yeah.
If someone watches me make that, I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucking it up. Like I can't do it. It's like, what is there even to fuck up? I don't know,
but you're just the whole time as you're like adding your ingredients. Cause you know, I love they give you the little cup. You grab your little cup and then you go in.
Please actually walk me through how it works. Cause I don't know.
Yeah. You grab your little cup and then they got all the little, the mixins and fixins. And you walk through and I love that you're the whole time. Like you're looking up at the chef, at the omelet chef as you're like, I'm going to put a little green pepper. And any look that person gives you, you immediately just dump out the green. Yeah, like, I'm exactly. Sorry. No, that was wrong.
I'm sorry. Wrong.
I didn't mean to. That was a test. No, you're right. That was a test. And I knew that. I knew that I shouldn't put green pepper in here. That was, oh God, I'm so fucking stupid.
That's me, dude. You nailed it.
it must be tough. I'm sorry, bro.
Dude, it's struggling.
I'm sitting
here.
The amount of times that the omelet guy has had to tell me to like, hey, you got to do less. I can make a 2-egg omelet. You're rocking way too many ingredients, my guy.
Oh my God. If I did my first omelet bar and I got there and he said, this is, you got to do less. If he commented in any way about what I'd done, I would leave the restaurant and never go back. Oh my God.
We were thinking about going to Golden Corral. Just, we're just having some fun. Just get, everyone can get what they want there. You're like, never. No.
I can't go there.
I can't. I've done things that I can never come back from.
Does Terrence still work there? Who's Terrence? He was on the omelet station, never met him, but I can't go back.
I'll never forget him, tell you that much. Saw that name tag, know exactly who it was.
Yeah, I'm at the omelets. I think I got to do omelets, bruh.
God, man, this is, like I said, I am challenged here because this is something where I have such respect for both of these. I think I'm with you though. I think I'm going omelets because once again, I can make a breakfast sandwich. McDonald's can make a breakfast sandwich.
Gas stations can make a breakfast sandwich.
Yep. Everyone else.
I think the beauty is, like Nick said, a breakfast sandwich can only be made by someone who doesn't give a flying fuck about it.
Right. It's just math. They're like, fine, is this what you wanted? You wanted a breakfast sandwich? You couldn't have taken the time to have all these things individually and had yourself a nice meal. All right, this world is so fast paced for you. You got to take it on the go. Well, go fuck yourself then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can taste that, and I want to taste
and
that.
I need to taste that. I
I'm
need it.
looking at omelets.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to say that the best version of you has to be at the lowest places. That's a tough one to sell to people, like, because otherwise you're like, well, no, like, I can't have Chef Gordon Ramsay make me a breakfast sandwich. He loves food too much. He probably won't. He'd probably be like, no, it's not how you should eat it.
What are you doing here? Get the hell out of here.
All right, we're going to move omelets on into that final four, and that is it. Folks, thank you so much for listening to this episode of From the Competition. If you want to know about your boys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this. Make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and wherever you can, give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Send us pictures of your breakfast so I can be more miserable that I haven't eaten yet. Email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff? Head on over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got Group D coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.